I know the pressure's on, people. Pressure's on. I would like to just say a few words about both of the scripture passages and to think about the story of Jacob as maybe being some of those stones that are there on the table. We hear about Jacob, the heel snatcher, always getting what he wants. Jacob wanted his brother Esau's birthright, and he wanted his father's Isaac's blessing. And Jacob wanted his cousin Rachel's hand in marriage, just to name a few of the things that Jacob wanted. And he got them all, but there was a cost. For the cost of tricking Esau out of his birthright and blessing was having to flee from his brother who had vowed to kill him. But we know that Jacob loved his brother. And Jacob wants to return home and to reconcile with his brother. And we can expect that this will come at a cost as well. And part of that cost is represented in an all-night wrestle with an unknown man that Jacob later declares to be God. Many things are left unknown in this passage. We probably have a lot more questions than answers. What we do know is that Jacob at some point became convinced that he was wrestling with God and that Jacob wanted to receive a blessing from God, regardless of what it might physically cost him. Now we might wonder why Jacob wanted a blessing so badly. And perhaps Jacob is seeking that blessing of healing and reconciliation. For perhaps he no longer wishes to be the heel snatcher and is looking for a fresh start. And eventually, before dawn, it is granted to him and is represented by his physical transformation, his limp, and his new name, for Jacob becomes Israel. In our New Testament passage, it's a fairly familiar one to us, Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And this entry marks a very transitional point in Jesus' ministry, for he's about to confront the powers and principalities with the knowledge that it will result in his death. And when the gathered crowd offered their praise to Jesus, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," some Pharisees asked Jesus to quiet the crowd. Now, perhaps they were fearful that the crowd would be persecuted for such blasphemy, or perhaps they were even fearful about what repercussions that might have for themselves. But Jesus' response is that it's pointless. Even if the crowd was silent, the stones would cry out. Like the crowd, the stones are a witness to the story and will testify when needed. In the book of Micah, we're told to plead our case before the mountains and let the hills hear our voice. Stones are a living part of creation that hold our sacred stories. They've been around for a very, very long time. Now, from the Song of Faith, we hear these words: "God forgives and calls all of us to confess our fears and failings with honesty and humility. God reconciles and calls us to repent the part we have played in damaging our world, ourselves, and each other. God transforms and calls us to protect the vulnerable, to pray for deliverance from evil, to work with God for the healing of the world, that all might have abundant life. We sing of grace." And I just wondered this morning if in a few moments we might explore what reconciliation means from our Christian perspective. For we might think of reconciliation this way, that it's a journey. It's not a goal or a final destination. It doesn't have an end. It's complex because you cannot authentically begin a reconciliation process without examining all of the factors involved. It's personal, and it can often be very painful, but it is a part of living faithfully. For reconciliation requires trust, truth-telling, relationships, a lifelong commitment, and time. So today, as we honor Aboriginal Sunday, I wonder if we might consider what reconciliation and living into those promises and the call to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's recommendations might look like. And let's consider the stories that these stones might represent. So I would invite you to dream a dream of reconciliation just in a few moments of silence while you consider our stones. And I would encourage you to listen for the movement of the Spirit, to imagine what reconciliation might look like in our community, and perhaps attach those dreams to these stones. So in just a moment of silence, I'd ask that you would just consider what reconciliation might look like. So we offer this prayer. We dedicate these dreams of reconciliation to you, God, our living testimonies to your promise of renewed life and hope. And now, because I know that sometimes we don't really know what we think until we give it words, we give it life, I'm going to ask if you would just share with your neighbor around you what your dream of reconciliation might be, and entrust that your neighbor will attach these dreams also to our stones. And so this is the time where you might want to find someone close to you. It can be two people, three people, four, whatever. You might be comfortable. Choir might bundle themselves up here. And just think about what dream of reconciliation, as far-fetched as maybe you think it might be, what it might look like. And so I'm going to give you 3.5 minutes to do that. I'm watching the clock. So in 3.5 minutes, I wonder if you might share what your dream of reconciliation might look like. Thank you. I'm going to call you back from your conversations. I walked around, I heard some interesting things being talked about. And I think that that is a very important part of how we begin to reconcile and make new, how we begin to heal and form right relationships. And I interrupted you before the conversation became an analysis of the Stanley Cup playoffs or some other such thing. But let us just hold maybe one word of the conversations that you have been having. Just, I want you to think of one word that might describe the conversations you have been having, and to just hold that as a dream in prayer. Thank you, God, for entrusting us with these dreams. May we hold them as sacred and let their presence inform our thoughts, our actions, and prayers. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen. And so let us sing together the hymn, Spirit, Open My Heart, from More Voices.